Well, we're here for this week's Inbox, and I am here by my lonesome in the studio to answer a question from a guy, and I will go ahead and start off by reading it for you. He says, I've got a friend living in Las Vegas who wants me to visit. The thing is, I'd love a warmer climate for a while, but what is there for a Christian to experience that doesn't dishonor God? I don't want to put out my good friend either, but he doesn't know Christ. How can I set boundaries with my friend that could make a winter trip glorifying to God instead of an episode of The Hangover? Well, great question, and I want to first just thank you and affirm you for writing it and being aware of the fact that this could be both encouraging to your friend, but also a potential stumbling block for you. So I think the fact that you're going into this with some forethought and some discernment is certainly good. I've been to Las Vegas a number of times. For those of you who are our international friends and maybe haven't been there, it's nicknamed Sin City. It's huge kind of in the casino industry, in the porn industry. There's just a lot of stuff going on there. You've heard the phrase, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And there's a reason that they say that. But that said, I do want to start off by just saying in general that Las Vegas is also a city, folks. It's not, here we are talking about identity. Poor Las Vegas, it needs to reclaim its identity and say it doesn't have to be what it's become known for. Those of you that listen to the show regularly know that I've interviewed Judd Wilhite. He is a pastor in Las Vegas and doing a great work there, a great ministry there, and we need lights within that city. That said, you're going to go and visit this friend. I don't know what the level of relationship is that you have with your friend. You didn't indicate that in the question, but I would say that probably the best thing you can do if it's not too awkward to do so is to be very honest from the get-go, to just lay it out on the front end with your friend and let him know what your concerns are. If he knows you're a believer and if he knows that you seek to glorify God and honor God, this shouldn't come as a surprise to him when you say, I would love to come visit you and my visit is about you. I don't want it to be about Vegas or about what we're going to do there. And he should be willing to honor that. And honestly, most guys that, most people that live in Vegas, they're not going to be all about, the one thing I want to do is hang out on the strip. For them, that's just, been there, done that. No interest there. So there are a lot of other things to do in Las Vegas. First of all, I would highly recommend going off the strip and going in some of the surrounding landscape. It's a desert that is beautiful. There's a lot of hiking that can be done around there. Of course, the weather is warm. It's beautiful. So make that a priority. Maybe there's something along those lines that you can do. Hoover Dam is also there, a marvel of modern technology and architecture and construction. So that's another great side trip to make. But I would say overall, communicate with your friend that what you want to do is you want to spend time with him. The last thing you want to do is just kind of go there without a game plan and just leave things open to, okay, well, here we are. What should we do next? Because then you're going to be tempted to just kind of, maybe pop into places or, just make kind of dumb decisions about where you're going to go, even where you're going to eat, because you have to be careful about that. I mean, really, the gaming industry is everywhere. The sex industry is everywhere. And I would highly recommend that before you go, you are prayed up. I mean, not ashamed to say it, okay? just pray that God will protect your heart, that he will arm you with his word, that he will prepare you to have good conversations with your friend, that you will just be honoring in your decisions and in how you approach your time there, and look at that really with a lot of intention, because going in with a game plan and understanding that you want to make your friend a priority but not activities a priority will not only speak to his heart and value him, but it will also help safeguard you against activities that you could easily get roped into. So there's a lot to do in Las Vegas. I will also say, just as a final caveat, that there are things that you can do in Las Vegas, some of the shows, that are perfectly acceptable. I mean, I've gone to several of the shows there. There are Broadway quality shows. Some of the Cirque du Soleil shows are fine. You definitely need to ferret out the ones that are and the ones that aren't. But again, go in with a game plan and go and leave, don't do a lot of wandering if you can avoid it. Don't do a lot of just hanging out on the strip and kind of in that area. area, but hang out with your friend at his place and have great conversations. Again, you don't have to be defined by Las Vegas, but you can still approach it with intention and really have a great experience there. So have fun. Let us know how it goes. We will be in prayer for you here. And hopefully this is an encouragement to everyone who has a similar experience, whether it's Vegas or elsewhere. All right, that is it for this week's show, everyone. Hopefully it has been a blessing to you. This question, if you want to have a question of yours answered in the future, do write to us at editor@boundless.org, or you can search our site for answers to questions that you may have that we may have already answered. And be sure to pass the show along to your friend. We are heading into spring break. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff going on there, so we want to make sure that we are encouraging one another in all of these things. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.